Good morning, everyone. Today is the 10th of April, Tuesday, 2018. We're told in Scripture that all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Whosoever will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own, but because you are not of the world, I have chosen you out of the world. Therefore the world hateth you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. And we know that we have been shapen in iniquity and sin did our mothers conceive us. You know, David said he was a sinful man. But we know that Christ is the lily of the valley. He's fair. He's the bright and morning star. Paul said, what I do when I do good, evil is present with me. Be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. We're told that we're complete in him, perfect in Christ Jesus. We are told we are washed, we are sanctified, we are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of our God, that we should show forth the praises of Him who hath called us out of darkness into marvelous light. So we see prevalent throughout Scripture this warfare between the flesh and the spirit, don't we? Now this morning we're ready. We've been working through the Psalms. And yesterday we concluded with Psalm 68. And so today I'm going to read Psalm 69 and Psalm 70. Save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul. I sink in deep mire, for there is no standing. I am come into deep waters, for the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying, my throat is dried, my eyes fail, while I wait for my God. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. They would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully or mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from me. Let not them that wait on thee, O God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel, because for thy sake I have borne reproach, shame hath covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. Certainly relate to that one. For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me. When I wept and chastened my soul, fasting, that was to my reproach. I made sackcloth also my garment, I became a proverb to them. They that sit in the gate speak against me, I was a song of the drunkards, but as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord. An acceptable time, O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me in the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me out of deep and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. Thou hast known my reproach and my shame and my dishonor. Mine adversaries are all before thee. Reproach hath broken my heart. I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none. And for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat. And in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened, that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or a bullock that hath horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this, and be glad, and your heart shall live, but seek God. For the Lord heareth the poor, and despiseth not his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, let the seas and everything that moveth therein. For God will save Zion, and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there, and have it their possession. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein. Now, Psalm 70 is a short psalm of only 5 verses. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. Well, there, again, we see that the psalmist here is pouring out his heart, and really he's speaking as Christ. You know, he's speaking as Christ. I find it very interesting that, you know, here 2,000 years before it happened, the Holy Spirit of God revealed to the psalmist, they gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Isn't that remarkable? In Mark, the 15th chapter, we read in verse 23, he says, and they bring him unto the place Golgotha, which is being interpreted the place of the skull. And they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh, but he received it not. So we find the fulfillment of the Psalms here in this passage. But the most important thing for us to recognize is that God is our salvation. He has become the rock of our defense. We have no other defense. We have no other hope but in the completed work of Jesus Christ. And if we have any deliverance, if we're taken out of the miry clay and set upon the rock, it's only because God has done it, you know. And he says, God will save Zion and will build the cities of Judah that they may dwell there and have it their possession. The seed also of his servant shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein. And then he says in the fourth verse of Psalm 70, let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee, and let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. All glory and honor goes to our Redeemer and our King. May God bless you this day. It's my prayer.